Welcome to Otherworld. This is a preview of a full Patreon episode that's out now. To hear it, go to patreon.com/otherworld. At the end of our most recent Patreon episode with Michael Collins, I explained a situation that revolves around a ghost video that's been shown to me dozens of times by people who claim to actually know the people in the video, or at least it's a friend of somebody that they know. However, every time I pressed them to introduce me to the people in the video, they would come back and reveal that it was actually not a friend of a friend. It was a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. Basically, they would always hit a dead end, and I've never been able to find any information about this video. Yet, it continues to pop up in my life. This has baffled me and increasingly frustrated me over time. And after releasing the episode, I realized that it spread a lot wider than I originally anticipated, and there's a lot of people out there who are just as frustrated as me. I'm now officially on the hunt to find the origins of this video and track down the people who created it, whether it's real or not. In this episode, I have some exciting updates. I've brought in investigative journalist Brenna Ehrlich to help me research, and she's made a surprising amount of progress already in just a week. I also speak to comedians Carrie O'Donnell and Mary Beth Barone, also Michael Collins and some others. To hear the full episode and follow along with our investigation, go to patreon.com/otherworld. So, what do you think? Is there anything else that stands out to you about this? And what is going to be your first step in investigating this before I let you dive in?
I feel like the first thing to do would be to do a reverse image search. And I did try with her face. I have this software called PimEyes, which they actually use on Catfish, even though I've had it before Catfish did, which is a facial recognition software. So you can put in a picture of someone's face and it will show you where they've been posted before. So it'll show you, like, if they're in the paper, if they are an employee of a company with a headshot. I actually have a coworker who used it to kind of identify a lot of the Gen 6 folks. I tried that with her, and her face was unfortunately not clear enough. Yeah, because, her eyes are closed, which makes it hard. So I think the next move would just be to get a screenshot. Like I said before, there's people online who can take like a picture and tell you where it was taken, what time it was taken, what direction it was taken from. Like, can give you all this information to figure out what location that is.
All right, Brenna, well, I'll let you get to work. I wish you the best of luck. This has been a dead end many, many times. So, you know, knock on wood. But yeah, I'm curious to see what comes of this. Good luck on your search and I hope to talk to you soon.
Yeah, I feel good about this.
Keep me posted, okay?
Okay, talk to you soon.
Hello?
Carrie, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. I believe you know why I'm calling you.
Yes.
It's been quite some time, but you were the first person to show me this ghost video, like pre-Otherworld. It had to be 2-3 years ago, maybe.
I'm honored.
How was this presented to you? Like, where did you get this video? Who were the people? Like, what was the backstory around it?
I was at my friend's birthday dinner, and I think someone asked her about it, and then her phone was being passed around so everyone could see this video.
This was in LA?
Yeah. You know, the video obviously is like two girls playing beer pong. They have a friend filming them. And
technically,
then
it's a hook game.
A hook game?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's a bar game. It's another bar game where you swing
a
ring onto a hook.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know these things. I like to be mansplained about bar games.
I'm happy to do that for you.
Thank you.
Like, how did they present this? Like, did they say they knew this group? Did they
I feel like, if I remember correctly, my friend told us that it was someone that she was friends with, it was their friends or acquaintances. And that they, I think they were living, I heard it was in New York. They didn't even see anything until the next day or later when they were watching the video back. And they called the landlord the next day, who apparently didn't seem surprised. Like, was like,
that's a key part of the story.
Yeah. And then they got their security deposit back and moved out, like, very quickly. So yeah. it freaked them out enough that they immediately left.
You obviously sound more defeated now after I've kind of ruined it for you a little bit. But at the time, you showed it to me and you were like, I know these girls. Like, my friends know these girls. And, like, I have the craziest ghost video on my phone. I believe you even told me, I think you even said that you don't like having it on your phone. Like, it scares you to have it on your phone type of thing.
It felt cursed.
Yeah.
It was very, very unsettling. And, you know, I do believe in the other realm, kind of. But to see it like this, I didn't like seeing that. So I was, and then I felt sort of cursed for even showing it to other people. And I felt like I was endangering people by sharing it. Then I started hearing, I think from you, that it was sort of, it was a shared, the same setup, the same story. Oh, it's my friend's friend, maybe different cities every time. And that's when I was like, okay, this is some sort of modern urban legend, word of mouth, word of video being passed around. And it felt sort of like a prank or urban legend gone running wild. And then I was like, this feels fake.
I don't know what it is, but I just want to get to the bottom of it. Hopefully I do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'd like it to be real, even if I'm scared of it, because it's very compelling. But it feels like a throwback kind of to when early internet, or even before that, when we were kids. It feels like a good old fashioned, you know, campfire story.
Yes, exactly.
Because we don't have that anymore, because there's like too much information now and everything is thrown at us. So it's nice to have a little mystery.
Yes. Well, Carrie, thanks so much for talking to me. I'll report back if I find anything.
Please do. Thank you.